Harper Audio presents The Girl in the Glass by James Heyman, performed by Stephen Mendel. Chapter 1. Whitby Island, Maine, June 1904. Aimé wasn't dead. Not unless this was what death felt like. An odd floating in and out of consciousness without light, without pain, without any sense of time or place. All she could remember was the sensation of falling, and then a kind of explosion. She'd always been terrified of heights and often dreamt of falling, but never as vividly as this. Slowly, by infinitesimal degrees, Aimé Marie Garnier Whitby became aware of a breeze blowing against the left side of her body, the sound of waves pounding against rock, the scraping of pebbles as retreating waves drew them back into the sea. She shivered as a cold spray struck her skin, bare skin lying on cold, rough stone. Odd. She didn't know why she wouldn't be dressed, but at least she wasn't dead. Not unless her immortal soul had descended into a hell that smelled, sounded, and felt like a cold northern sea. She heard a squawking of birds close by. Forcing reluctant eyelids open, she was blinded by the sudden glare of a sun almost directly overhead. She quickly closed them.